Welcome to Double X Science. Science is the new black. Today is Saturday, March 9th, 2013. I am your host today, Adrienne Rorick, chemistry editor. Double X Science is an online magazine presenting news and information in science for the woman in you. The podcast is a weekly podcast summarizing some of the posts we've had during the week, interviews with some of our contributors, and some news of the week for your pleasure. Now on to our week of posts. Friday, March 8th was International Women's Day, and you've probably saw a lot of posts go around about women. At Double X Science, it's always International Women's Day, and we had several posts this week to celebrate women and women in science. Monday, Double X Science contributor Anne Finkbeiner told us what she's not going to do. Anne Finkbeiner is a writer who has written often about women scientists. Here she describes some of her assignments and what she has learned writing them 10 years ago. What's she going to do today? Read her story at doublexscience.org to find out. And on Tuesday, we had a related post by Double X Science contributor Christy Ashwanden called the Finkbeiner Test. What matters most about women scientists? Is it the fact that they are a woman? Or is it the work they're doing? Christy proposes 7 steps to pass the Finkbeiner Test based in the spirit of the Bedshill Test, which was created by Alison Bedshill to measure gender bias in film. To pass the Finkbeiner test, the story cannot mention the fact that she's a woman, her husband's job, her child care arrangements, how she nurtures her underlings, how she was taken aback by the competitiveness in her field, how she's such a role model for other women, and how she's the, in quotes, first woman too. Are you a science journalist? Can you pass the Finkbeiner test? I can assure you it's very hard to find a woman in science or a female scientist profile that would pass the Finkbeiner test. Wednesday's post was a post called Congress is Killing Medical Research by Steven Salzberg. The tagline is, the tragedy is, they don't want to, but they may do it anyway. This post discusses the budgeting issues that have been going on with Congress and its impacts on the NIH, which many scientists and science journalists are already familiar with, and the general public may have heard about, but this post goes into what has happened to some of the science budget over the years. And it calls on Congress to fund science. This post originally appeared at Steven Salzberg Fighting Sue in Science blog at Forbes. On Thursday, our Notable Women in Science series by myself covered 4 crystallographers. This particular series, of course, it does not quite pass the Finkbeiner test. However, I do try to highlight women in science so that more people can know who women in science are and be able to name them off the top of their head. And in this particular one, I focused on 4 crystallographers, one of whom was Dorothy Crowfoot Hodgkin, and she received the Chemistry Nobel in 1964 as the sole recipient. It is not as common anymore to receive a Nobel Prize as a sole recipient, and for a woman to do so was quite outstanding, especially in the 1960s. And her work was amazing. We also highlighted Isabella Carl, who had a very long scientific career working with the United States government, Jenny Glusker, who is still doing work, and also had worked with Dorothy Hodgkin in Dorothy Hodgkin's laboratory during portion of her training. Finally, I profiled Jane Richardson, who also is still doing her research at Duke University. In these, I try to highlight the education and training of these women, what they are studying. I do usually mention if they had spouses and children at the time, and some of the awards they have won. Many of these women have actually won so many awards, it would be a very long post if I included all of them. So that people can be interested, I try to keep it short. And on Friday, our Double X Science continued the I Am Mental Illness series with a post called With Alcoholism, There Is No Normal by Dr. 24 Hours. In this, Dr. 24 Hours gives a brief history of what his life as an alcoholic is. He says that he thinks he was born an alcoholic, but due to circumstances, it did not manifest itself until fairly late in his life. He is now in recovery, and it's a constant struggle. It's a very interesting piece and well worth the read. Alcoholism strikes so many people, and it's well worth the read to understand what people are going through, because it's likely you know an alcoholic. Finally, you can find all of these posts at our website, doublexscience.org, by clicking on the links to the post on the main page. In addition, our sister site, Double X Science Junior, had 2 posts this week. Tuesday was The Science of Music, Part 2, by our Future Science Leaders contributor, and Thursday was about an edible earth. Yum! The Science of Music, Part 2, is the second part in a 2-part post by Kathy Z. She discusses overtones, also known as harmonics, and how to predict overtones, and gives us a little bit of the math behind overtones. And it's a very fun and interesting read, especially if you love music. The Edible Earth was written by an 8th grader contributor who is, for a school project, she had to construct an edible earth. She discusses what foods she chose to create an earth and which portions of the earth's geology these foods represent and why they are a good representation. I know I wouldn't want to go out and eat some dirt, but I certainly wouldn't mind eating some of Emmy's edible earth. And you can find these posts at doublexsciencejr.blogspot.com or by following the link from the doublexscience.org main page. Minuet in G minor is performed by the Islander Middle School Woodwind Remix and performed at the East Shore Solo and Ensemble Music Festival on March 9th, 2013, and the music is provided by Adrian Rorick. Now on to our news. In honor of International Women's Day, I wanted to highlight the feature in Nature called Women in Science, Women's Work. It's a special section of Nature that finds there is still much to do to achieve gender equality in science, which does not come as a surprise to any woman working in science and to many scientists and those with an interest in this as well. And you can find this at nature.com/news/women-in-science-women-s-work-1.12547. Or you can visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/doublexscience and scroll down to the link posted there. That wraps up our week at Double X Science. Next week, you can expect some more Double X Science contributor pieces on a variety of topics. You can also expect another in the I Am Mental Illness series, as well as there will be posts at doublexsciencejr.blogspot.com from the Future Science Leaders. So be sure to check back for those. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to our podcast via iTunes or your favorite podcatcher by visiting feeds.feedburner.com/doublexscience. Our music is provided by Editor-in-Chief Emily Willingham. Our artwork is by Dallas Lopez. Please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @XXI. This has been Chemistry Editor Adrian Rorick. We are Double X Science, bringing science to the woman in you.